All right, welcome everybody to the Three Way Podcast Show. Woo. I am your host with the most, Los. And with me today, I got JD McKinney.
What's up?
And JP, aka Linkster 101.
Hey, we're doing something never done before. We're doing an episode without jerks.
Finally, yes.
Work hard.
The Three Way Podcast Show comes to you every week, Monday, straight to your earbuds, straight to your eyes. We cover sports, pop, and gaming. You get it all in one, baby. So please remember to follow, like, support, share, let your friends know. Tell us what you think in the comments. But we got a bunch of news this week, and so we're going to start off with gaming.
Finish him.
So this past week we had another PlayStation State of Play. Now it was focused on the PS4 and PSVR, and we did get little snippets of PS5. But I want to start off with some of the games we saw in there, the big ones. Crash Bandicoot 4. It's about time. They showed a bunch of gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Trailer, gameplay. Are you guys hyped about this?
I feel like it's been too long. They should have done this a long, long time ago. Maybe they would have had more sales. Graphically, they went back old school, I think, from like the old versions. It looks just like an older, you know, video game that should have just been out a long time ago.
I think it looks good. I think they're taking the same art style, but they're bringing it kind of to the modern day. JD, did you catch any of this?
I haven't had a chance to catch it. I was, you know, just with the new job, it was kind of keeping me busy, working a little bit later, so I was kind of exhausted when I got done being on the heat. I'm looking at a little bit of the stuff right now. It does look like Crash Bandicoot could be kind of interesting. I mean, as long as they keep it towards, I mean, I never really played the whole series, so hopefully it's going to be, you know, I played a little bit here and there. I enjoyed when I did play it, so hopefully we can keep up with that crazy little goofy shit we had going on.
It's a difficult series. Like, that series is hard.
It's not easy.
You got to be exact with the platforming. Like, it is not giving you any easy gameplay. But I'm interested. The problem with me is, okay, it's a new Crash Bandicoot game. I understand there's a bunch of content in there, but $60, I don't know.
I'd agree with that. I definitely agree with that. I think it's so long overdue. And honestly, I don't really think this is going to just be for PlayStation. I really, really believe with these graphics, Switch is going to have this on their sleeve as well. Right?
That just got leaked out. Actually, at the day of this recording, is people who, I don't know, somehow are hacking this shit. I don't know. But it's kind of come out that down the road, it looks like there might be a Switch version coming out. And I'm not surprised. I mean, why wouldn't you put Crash Bandicoot, when I'm sure the original trilogy, they did put it out on Switch. I'm sure it sold a lot. I mean, I bought it. So why not put the new one on the Switch, make more money? Hitman 3 revealed that it's going to have a PSVR version of it. And look, I'm not a big Hitman guy. It just doesn't pique my interest. But when you tell me, okay, you could do all that Hitman stuff now in VR. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm interested, because now I'm around murking people, assassination. Like, now it interests me. And I wasn't interested in Hitman 3. Now they're saying that there's a VR version. Okay, now I feel like I'm going to have to see what's up with this game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that too. So.
Yeah, would you play that game, JD? I know you're a little bit more to VR.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, if it's only going to be on the PlayStation, I probably won't be able to for a while. But, you know, if it is on, if they end up putting it to where you can get it on Steam with the Oculus, yeah, I could definitely do it there. Put the VR version there. That would be kind of cool. So,
Hitman's on PC. I'm not surprised. Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure if this is exclusive to PSVR. I doubt it, because they're just leaving a lot of money on the table.
Right.
If this does come to PC, VR, like, those graphics and VR, like, bro.
Right. It looks pretty good from what I was just looking at. So hopefully it'll...
A couple of other games. They did show more on Bugsnax. So I don't care about Bugsnax, but people, like, I don't know, somehow it became viral. they showed some more gameplay on that for the PS5. They showed Star Wars Vader Immortal, which is a VR game. It's out on PC already, but now it's coming to PSVR. That I'm interested in. Like, I could be Darth Vader in VR. Like, come on, bro. That's like a little, that's like me, my little, me as a child's dream come true, bro.
Yeah, Star Wars automatically for me. Star Wars, just, oh, let's go. You know, I don't
care. Exactly. You know. That's what I'm saying. Like, VR, lightsaber, like, okay. Yeah, right? I could kill, you know, Jedi, like, I'm in.
A good marketing that they could do with this is to create an actual, like, a VR, a lightsaber handle that would work with the VR goggles. Or with the,
yeah.
That would be it a would great marketing talent well. For this, you know.
Bro, I need to clean myself because,
But yeah, I mean, that would be awesome.
That would be amazing. Like, a bundle-in. Mm-hmm. VR lightsaber controller, yeah, bro. Yeah,
that would be awesome.
I'm fucking in. And it just for the hell of it, it still lights up just mm-hmm. so you can mess with right. it off of, bro. Okay. $1 million idea. They need to talk to you because, right? yeah. Control, which a couple of years back was a game of the year for a lot of people, 2019, I believe, for a lot of people. I said a couple years back, 2019. It already seems like it's been so many years in quarantine. But anyways,
just to mention, Crash Bandicoot 4 does come out October 2nd. So
does it? Okay. So
No doubt. Yeah, it's soon.
And the VR for Darth Vader is already out for on PC.
Correct. But yeah, Control, game of the year for a lot of people in 2019. I haven't played it. That is one of the games on my damn list. New DLC, they announced that coming out later this year. So yeah, all those people hyped for Control. I don't know if y'all remember us speaking about, but there's this like game on PC called Temtem, which has been trying to take the
Pokemon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pokemon formula, right, yeah. But it's like what we all wanted, where mm-hmm. open world, you can play with your friends online. Like, it's like the Pokemon everybody really wanted, but Temtem tried it. It's not really a perfect game, but it's out there. It's finally coming to console. It looks like it'll be coming in 2021. I might get this just to see, like, okay, like, it looks like PlayStation's trying to find their own Pokemon and try to battle Nintendo with it. I'm with it, because if that forces Nintendo and Game Freak to, like, up their game.
Yeah,
then I'm all for that, so... we'll see. And last but not least, they finally showed some gameplay on Godfall,
which I thought was very interesting, because I've been interested in this game. It looks interesting. It looked better than what they previously showed. I'm looking forward to it. I probably wouldn't get it.
They announced it this past December. They showed a trailer in the PlayStation 5 event. And I was just not in on this game. I thought, they haven't showed a shit. I'm not interested. The trailer is trash. But from the gameplay they showed, I actually was like, okay, this looks pretty solid. This looks like I might not get it because it's not my type of game. I could see for, hey, if it's your type of game, I would for sure be interested in it. And it looks better. It looks good. I imagine it's only going to look better by the time the PS5 comes out. So, yeah, I was actually pretty interested.
Yeah, I mean, the graphics look pretty good for it, but, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I also saw another game that I think I'm interested in. It's called Hood, Outlaws, and Legends. I think that one's going to be good. It was on the State of Play as well. It's coming out 2021 for the PS5. It's coming out for PS4, too, but I'm pretty sure people are going to play for PS5. So
yeah, it looked like a co-op game. It looked pretty solid. The another one out that came out. Oh, Braid. They're doing like a remaster
of Braid.
Remaster. Yeah. But yeah, a bunch of stuff. I thought it was a pretty solid event overall. I mean, yeah, you're demonstrating what's coming out in the next, you know, for the rest of the year, some 2021 stuff for people that still have the PS4 playing it next year. There's still going to be stuff coming out. So, and then they showed us a bit of PS5 stuff. So I was pretty satisfied with the event. I thought it was pretty solid. Control, DLC.
Well, I mean, PlayStation doesn't have to do much. They're winning right now. So they're just like, well, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I liked it. You know, a lot of stuff in there that I was interested. Hitman on VR, Darth Vader on VR. Yeah. Like, okay, I'm hyped. So yeah, I'm in. I liked it. What do you, JD? What do you think?
Yeah, with VR, you got to be real careful though because it is a little bit more expensive. So a lot of people have probably haven't delved into that area yet.
Yeah.
So yeah, having a game that can sit in both VR and in regular controls is going to be better. Your better option. But gotcha. Yeah, a lot of they have looked like some pretty good games, you know. And if I have a chance to get a PS5 when they come out, I think I probably will, and then see if I can play some of these games on it. That'd be kind of fun.
But, so you're leaning to PS5?
No. Xbox? I'm definitely getting the Xbox first, but if I can afford it, I'll get the PS5 as well. But
bet.
You know.
It's cool. All right. Next thing in gaming, a new game has come out, and that is taking over the world. Fall Guys. From Digital Devolver has come out. It's free on PlayStation Plus. It's like $15 on PC. But I see in this game everywhere on Twitch. It took over Twitch. It was the number one stream game on Twitch. It's taking over Twitter. I'm seeing the clips from people all over the world, Japanese people playing this. So, super hype. What do y'all guys think about this game? Have y'all tried it? Have y'all looked at it? Have y'all seen it?
It reminds me of Mario Party a little bit. It's just like a whole bunch of mazes, and you're just trying.
It's like a battle royale, except it's in levels. Instead of a battle royale putting you in a big space and you killing each other, this kind of battle royale is like, okay, there's 50 people, round one. If you can't do the obstacle course, then half of the people are eliminated. Then the next round, it's a team base. So whichever team loses, they're eliminated. And then the last round, it's all for one, and whoever wins takes the crown, and that's it. So it's their own take on Battle Royale, but I really like it. I've had a lot of fun with it. JD, what do you think?
I mean, from what I'm looking at and from what you're talking about, it sounds like it's Ninja Warrior meets Mario Party is what it sounds like, you know?
That's a pretty good comparison. Yeah.
It looks like it could be fun. It looks like it could be fun. I haven't actually seen anybody play it. I haven't played it myself, but it does look entertaining. And you know, I mean, it's you know, if you make doing the mix between single person and player, and I mean, as far as you know, battle royale, single person, and then team based, and then single person again, it's kind of makes a little bit more of a different dynamic for the game. So hopefully, it'll be interesting.
That comparison you made is like on the spot. Yes, yeah. It's like Ninja Warrior but Mario Party. Like, yeah. I love that. But yeah, it's like what I like about it is super accessible. Like, my try hard ass can play it,
right.
Have fun, and then my wife can play it, who rarely plays any games, but she could catch on it really quick. It's easy to get, it's easy to play, it's fast. Like, if you lose, okay, try again. Like, it's really fun. I would recommend it if you have PlayStation Plus, just download it, it's free. If you have PC, I would spend the $15 to get it. Like, I highly recommend this game. It's fun, it's easy, it's addictive, because you're like, okay, one more time, like, let me get in there one more time. Like, it's really cool, it's really fun. If you guys ever, when this is over and y'all come over, like, we need to get on this shit. Next thing in gaming, so Xbox's streaming service xCloud is not coming to Apple. Apple is stating in the report that, well, every app has to go through procedures just like everyone else. Xbox is saying, well, when it comes to streaming services that deal with games, they're specifically strict on us, when on other apps they're not. So therefore, the Xbox xCloud app is not coming to Apple. What do you guys think about this?
Like it was promised. I mean, I'm not surprised. You have to understand, this is business, and Xbox is going to have to pay a big amount. And the thing is, Xbox, for all the good things they have for being a little too friendly and a little too willing to share, some companies don't. It's that's what it comes down to, and it's just pure business. And that's what Xbox, because Xbox wants to play fair with everybody, but doesn't understand in the real world, no one really plays fair. So, I mean, to me, I'm not surprised. The thing is, this is just another reason why Xbox is losing to me. All these promises just falling through. I don't know who the fuck is in charge over there, but they're fucking up bad.
If it's iOS is the one saying they can't do it, there's not a whole lot they can do with that, you know?
Yeah.
They're just saying, no, you can't, you're not going to be allowed to do our service. And what more they can, I mean, they can try and fight it, but that's the best they can do. And it's just funny because, like I was talking before, yeah, I've been seeing all the iOS advertisements through some of my app games for being able to play your Xbox on an Apple iOS. I don't know if it's from Xbox or if it's from Apple, but, you know, it's been advertised quite a bit in the past week and a half at least. And now all of a sudden it's, oh, we're not going to do it. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pissed, man. Apple's over there trying to push their gaming shit. I don't even, Apple Arcade, whatever. No one plays it. No one buys it.
Yeah.
So now they're pissed, fucking bitter that now better services are coming to their phones and they don't want to play ball. I'm pissed. I'm even considering like switching over to Android because.
Yeah, me too.
I want to be able to play my like, come on.
Come to with the dark side. We have cookies.
Having the ability.
All
it's
those
just having
games.
The ability.
Yeah.
Just having the ability.
For last night, bro, I was in an online game. I didn't want to, like, I had to go use the restroom. I didn't want to, like, like, if I'm idle, I'll get kicked. So what I did is I got on the PlayStation app on my phone, and I could, like, play. I could stream it to my phone. And I was just making sure I didn't go idle in the restroom from there. And that's it, bro. I just want to be able to do that with the xCloud, bro. Like,
I think right now with Apple, seeing how Apple is, and they're trying to promote this and trying to promote that, I think this is the first time I honestly, because I used to have Androids, and I like Androids. I'm literally considering going back to a Google phone. I feel like their apps are a lot better. I feel like their system's a lot better. You can do things for free a lot more than you can on an Apple phone. So this is just to me. If Xbox decides, hey, we're going to go with this provider, I probably will switch to that provider.
Yeah. So the drama continues between Apple and Xbox. Yeah. So last thing. So the developers of the Arkham series have finally revealed Rocksteady. Revealed who, what have they been working on. And sure enough, the rumors were correct. It's a Suicide Squad game that Rocksteady is working on. Now, we didn't get any trailer. We didn't get any gameplay. It's simply an image of what looks like Superman with a Suicide Squad shit on his face. What do you guys think?
Honestly, the movie left such a bad taste in my mouth.
This is completely different, man. This is like
I like Rocksteady. They did such a great job with Batman Arkham, the series.
Yeah.
I really do think they're in some good hands. Do I really want to play as Deadshot? Do I really want to play as Harley Quinn? Nah, I really don't. I'm a superhero guy.
Well, a lot of questions that people have been asking themselves is what Suicide Squad is this? Because there's different iterations. Yeah. You know, it's been going on for many years.
Yeah.
So what Suicide Squad, what does the team consist of? Some people are thinking this is like the Superman didn't look like a good Superman. It looked like a evil Superman. I don't know if that's a thing. I don't read the comics, but that's like some of the crap I've been hearing online.
Yeah, it looks like he has like glowing eyes. I don't know.
Is that the direction they're going with? Like DC... Heroes gone bad. I don't know. There's like different iterations of the Suicide Squad, so it might not be the movie guys we saw, and I doubt it is. I'm pretty sure they're trying to stray as far as they can from the movie.
That movie did pretty good, though. I thought it had a really good fan following and did really good in theaters. But
the movie was solid. Yeah. I just don't agree with the villain. Like, what is with this witch? And who cares? Like. That's my thing against, like, of all the villains and all the people, characters you can choose from.
Everybody thought it was going to have to do something with Joker, and, like, nothing of Joker.
It was just so bad.
Yeah, and all the Joker footage that Jay Leto says they had, he says they cut, like, a crap load of it out of the movie. He's like, what the hell? That shit was good.
All right.
I don't know.
Back to the game.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see. I'm excited for it. Obviously, I think this is a next-gen game. That's probably why we didn't see anything, because I feel like, oh, shit, they're like, well, this game's taking longer than we thought. Let's just move it to next-gen.
Well, there's another point that was made in the article I read here. I'm going to put up here.
Yeah.
So the larger question is whether or not the new game will break significantly from Rockstar's earlier formula. I'm sorry, this is from Engadget.com. The Arkham games are known for their mix of puzzle-solving and unique brawling system that made Batman shine. Elias is here in spirit, okay? Suicide Squad, by its nature, is based on a team that isn't interested in detective work. It could be an evolution of Arkham design, or it could be represent a major shift in design. So that could be interesting too, to see how they do that. Because, like I said, these guys became famous mostly off of the Batman games with the detective stuff, and now you're going to have a whole different squad who's not really known for doing detective work; they're more for smash and grab and causing a mayhem. So it's interesting to see how this comes out as far as that part goes too.
We'll see. We'll see. Because a lot of times these video games are way better than the movies themselves. So I'm excited to see. Like before, it was rare. The movie was always better than the game. The game was just a cash grab.
Right.
Now the tables have turned. Now a lot of times you see these video games are way better than the movies. Not all the time, but a lot of the time. So I'm excited to see. I feel like they're going to put their love into this game. Unlike the movie, and I think we're gonna get a pretty. I mean, Rocksteady is proven. I mean, they were trusted with the Batman series, and they delivered. So I'm excited to see what happens.
Okay.
Next thing we're gonna move on is to sports.
Sports.
Touchdown! It's a home run. Go!
And look at all the fake fans. Okay.
Fake sorry. So the NBA. Is rocking and rolling. And we are already getting, we're close. We're close to the very end of this
by Wednesday.
So a couple of days from this episode, you'll be seeing the very end. We'll have playoff positions decided. Right. So what do you guys think? What is the big surprise for y'all so far?
Well, I mean, the Los Angeles Lakers have won. They're pretty much putting it in gear for the West. They won the first seed. The LA Clippers are one game above the Denver Nuggets on the seeding charts. So it's very important that the LA Clippers get their act together. They have not been playing as well. They did have a big win against the Trailblazers a couple of nights ago. But that right there is very, very tricky. If the Clippers do not get their act together, they will lose that second seed to the Denver Nuggets. And Denver Nuggets just got one of their main star players back. And so that's going to help them out a lot. Now, right behind that in the seedings, you have, of course, the Houston Rockets, OKC, and Utah Jazz all vying for the 4th, 5th, and 6th. I think Houston Rockets play the Sacramento Kings today as we speak, because I'm pretty sure they're going to tie that up on the 4th seed. And then you have the Dallas Mavericks on 7 trying to get into that 4th, 5th, and 6th. But the big surprise has been the 8th seed. Memphis has just lost to Toronto as we speak. It's over. And now they're pretty much 18th up for grabs. So whoever's 8th and 9th, they're fighting for whoever wants to be in the playoffs. But the funny thing is, they're one game behind on the 10th place is the Phoenix Suns, as predicted by me in the last Hump Day show. I didn't mention that the Phoenix Suns would be in the mix of the playoffs. I honestly believe that the Phoenix Suns, if they win every single game in the bubble, they will make the 8th seed. Portland Trailblazers, they are playing right now against the Philadelphia 76ers. They need this win. If they do not win, Phoenix will get this. Because the next game that Phoenix has is against Memphis. So that's pretty much the tie of that 8th seed. So I'm going for whoever. I really think Trailblazers are going to make a message in playoffs. And I think more than likely they're going to get it. But I'm rooting for the Phoenix Suns just because they haven't made it since like – like 1996, I think 97. So it's been a while.
Yeah, I mean they were making it with Steve Nash.
So 2000, I exaggerate. 2000. So they say 2006, 2007.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a while. Now speaking of the Portland Trailblazers, Damian Lillard on social media. I got into a little scuffle, talking a little mess.
So basically, it was a Trailblazers versus Clippers, and it's a tight game. They're going back and forth, and the Clippers make a three, and so the Trailblazers are down by two. So it's like 24 seconds left to go. Damian Lillard cuts through, and he gets fouled. So he's at the line to make two, to go. I think it's to go ahead. Matter of fact, I'm lying. It's to go ahead by one. And he misses both free throws. So while he's missing both free throws, Patrick Beverley is like laughing his ass off. And so is what's that guy?
Paul George.
It's not Paul George. It's the other guy, the twin. You know, the guys that beat up that guy for taking their mom to Applebee's. You know what I'm talking about? Come on, man. You know who I'm talking about, man. Basically, it was Patrick Beverley making fun of him, and then you know Paul George waved goodbye to the Blazers after that shit happened. So you know, they asked David Lee, like, what the hell is going on? And David Lee was like, man, you know, PG did the wave because he was also surprised that I missed free throws. But he experienced being waved last year. He was like, and I quote, asking me about Patrick Beverley, who I sent home before at the end of a game. Paul George is a guy sent home by me last year in the playoffs. So they know. The reason they're reacting like that is because of what they expect from me, which is a sign of respect. And it just shows what I've done at a high clip more times than not. I'm not offended by it. If anything, it should just tell you how much it hurt them to go through what I put them through in those situations previously. So, you know, as everyone recalls, Damian Lillard's near dish shoot that three over that dumbass that went to the Memphis, Chandler Parsons. And Patrick Beverley was on the Rockets team that year. And, of course, OKC with Paul George. So they're going back and forth. And then Patrick Beverley posts Cancun on three, like on TNT, whenever they make fun of a team that just lets it go, like Cancun on three. And then Paul George is like, and you're also getting home this year with a crying, laughing emoji. And then Lillard replied to George by pointing out how the Clippers forward requested trades from Indiana and Oklahoma City to play with Westbrook and Kawhi Leonard. He's like, keep switching teams, yeah, running from the grind. You boys is chumps. So he's getting like, it's getting hecked up.
He basically told him like, man, y'all over here switching teams, trying to find a squad. Like, yeah.
Look, at the end of the day, you know, Leonard does talk a lot of trash. And I honestly think that if they get to the playoffs, they will make some noise. I don't think they'll win the championship, like Charles.
Nah, I don't think so either. But bro, I really want Damian Lillard in because he shuts people up. When it comes to the playoffs, he talks all that mess, but he backs it up, bro. That's why I like Damian Lillard. I feel I would love Damian Lillard to go up against the Clippers, bro. Like I would pay money to see this, bro.
That might not happen because the very first, I mean, unless the second round. The way the standings are now, let's say that
it would not be immediate. I know that.
It'll be the Lakers.
Portland would have to win, and I know, but damn, I want to see that. But it happen. NBA, pay whatever refs you have to pay. Just make it happen, bro.
Hey, look, and the reason, guys, we don't talk about the East is because there's really no point. The East is pretty much set. It's just seeing going up and down. So, I mean, the real story is in the West. So we'll keep it as is with that. But I'm looking forward to it. Every game has been a playoff game. The environment hasn't been that bad. Players are going at it. You can hear a lot of trash talk on the court. You can hear Melo with a little bullshit. I get it. All the fucking time. Knowing that motherfucker. This is going to be fun, man. I really believe it's going to be fun. Thank God the NBA is back. It's super annoying with all the shit that they have to show at the very, like, if the promotions are trash, the beginning stages of the game are trash, but the actual game itself is good to see.
JD, anything you want to add there?
I do want to say that, I mean, I don't know a whole lot about what the exact game is going on, but I think this is actually a good model for working inside of this pandemic, because I think they've kept the corona cases down really well in these games.
They really have.
And I think it's a good model to show that, okay, you know, because I mean, I think in the beginning, about midway, we were talking about baseball doing, you know, a two stadium setup. And I was kind of thinking, oh, maybe that wouldn't really work, but I think maybe that might work out best. Not just two stadiums, but maybe four different stadiums for different regions.
No.
You know,
give credit where credit's due, JD, like JD said. They did a really good job. I don't like a lot of things that NBA does, but when it comes to their players and handling their business, even though they love China, but handling their business, they do a very good job and they're very effective at it.
Yeah.
So hands down, Adam Silva, best commissioner of sports, work hard. The NFL is right around the corner. We're in August 9th. Preseason, there is no preseason. So yeah. August, starting September, is a game, and right now they have about 20 players that have opted out. You know, we'll see how it goes moving forward from there. I don't know what the plan is from the NFL. I really feel like they might as well just make it the same thing as the NBA, just make it one stadium and all the teams go there.
At least for the NFL, what they need to do is test the players and put them in quarantine as soon as they test them. If you test positive, okay, we're going to put you, we can't let you play that, you know, like a couple days before a game. If you test positive, okay, we can't let you play that game. You need to go home and quarantine. But if you don't, if you test negative, okay, you're going to stay here until we play
the game. Oh, they have to quarantine for 2 weeks, so it's not
That's what I'm saying. You know, if you don't, you test positive, bam, you go.
Yeah,
you go,
so as a player, you're like, hell no, I need to keep myself on check because I don't want to miss 2 weeks, mess up my team, then get others infected. Like, you could destroy your team, like, essentially.
Right.
Especially if you're a quarterback. Ooh, if you're a quarterback, Lord Jesus, have mercy.
So that's it for sports. Next up is pop. Whoa.
Almost together.
Everything's worked so much better in conjunction when Jerks isn't here. So pop culture, we got a bunch of stuff going on. Number one on the list is Dr. Disrespect comes and streams on YouTube. Everybody's been talking about this. He hit crazy views on YouTube.
As always.
Not even streaming, he was hitting crazy views.
And he called out people. He called out everybody. And the
time called out Shroud, talking all that smackity smack. Look, Dr. Disrespect coming back. I honestly, like I said, guys, I don't normally watch streamers. I really don't see the point of watching other people play when I can play better than them. I just don't see it. But when it comes to Dr. Disrespect, he plays games that normally I'm not.
Momentum, and feed, violence.
Violence, and he's hilarious. And he came back, and I love the fact that he was like, look, I'm going to leave it to the professionals. I don't know what the hell happened. I don't know why we were banned. I still don't know. So everyone who's talking all this shit, you don't know either. If I don't know, what makes you think you know? And then he was like, and I'm just going to leave it to the hands of the professionals. It was a lot of money involved. There's still a lot of money at play. And the lawyers are going to handle that. I honestly like that. And he went in. And he went in. He went Dr. Disrespect character. And he played some games. And he was like, look, you guys, I've been gone for 1.5 months. And you guys are playing this stupid-ass game. That game that Los is talking about.
Guys, yeah.
He's like, this is the shit you guys were playing? No. Let's take that back. So I really did enjoy a lot of that.
He did. He was looking at it. He was like, I'm gone for 1 month and this happens? Like, damn. For those of you who don't know, Dr. Disrespect is the biggest streamer in the world. He was originally streaming for Twitch, and for some reason, they banned him. And he's been kind of dark this whole time. No one knows, I mean, other than his people, don't know why they banned him. Even he stated he doesn't know why Twitch banned him. Like, he's saying that he doesn't know, and they're in the midst of figuring that out. The guy had a multi-million-dollar contract with them. Yeah. For some reason, for them to just void that, no one knows, is a huge mystery. So now he did his first stream in YouTube. I think it got like 500,000 views.
He had like, what, 300,000 before he even actually really started streaming? He had just
correct.
Exactly. And like 300,000 people were up there. It's like, holy crap.
So the guy's huge. He has merch coming out. I'm even thinking with my birthday money, I'm going to get some of it. Like, y'all going to see me with a Dr. Disrespect t-shirt. But yeah,
he has some really nice merchandise. I ain't even gonna
that's
lie.
What I'm saying. The violence, speed, momentum. That's a sweater of his. I'm gonna get that shit. But yeah, man. Like, I love the guy. I'm glad he's back. I hope he gets a huge contract with YouTube or whatever. I hope he still gets his money from Twitch. Yeah, man. I'm just glad he's back. JD, you got anything to?
No, I mean, I don't really watch his stream. It's not my
kind
of streamer.
Watch Dr. Well, Disrespect.
I've seen him. He's just not my kind of streamer. You know. Now gotcha. I realize that's a character. I have no problem with him playing a character like that. That's great. You know, I mean, you look at.
Boy, you don't like what he said.
Look at Hollywood. I mean, look at some of the guys that play the best villains are typically some of the nicest guys out there. So I mean, I'm definitely not saying anything personally against the guy himself. You know, it's just not my type of streamer.
Gotcha.
You know, but I mean, it's good to see he's able to make a comeback from this. He's able to do what he loves to do, and still be able to make and still get some following. His following is follow him over there, you know. So
I'll follow him to the end of the world. No?
Hopefully we'll find out soon what happened, and we can figure out what the hell was going on, and we can get some more clarification on this issue. Because, you know, for Twitch to just say, hey, you're banned, and not give a reason, and somebody's got to know a reason. I mean, his legal team does, and they're not allowed to say anything. But during the litigation, who knows? But I mean, hopefully we'll find out soon what happened. We can get the hell figured out.
The thing with me and his merch, which I'm literally looking at right now, is, which I can't do this. I can't wear another man's like face, like
no,
that.
But the alleyway one is him just him turned around.
Yeah, but there's one that I like where it has violent speed momentum, and in the back of it, it has him. Like,
oh really? Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, and he's like, he has like two guns. Which I like, but I'm like, it has him on it. It was like Wolverine, you know, I like that shit. But, you know, shout out to Dr. Respect. You're always welcome on this show, all right? You can talk shit all you want. You're fucking hilarious. If you even watch the stupid shit, whatever.
Who knows? Go ahead. Yeah. Next thing on pop. So the president of the United States, Donald Trump, has apparently done an ultimatum on TikTok that if TikTok does not get bought out by an American company
by September
15th,
September 15th,
yeah,
it will be banned in the U.S.
Yeah, basically just their American investments have to be bought out by an American company by September 15th, and either
because America made TikTok.
Well, I mean, you look at it, you know, it's kind of a combination between India and America. I think we could usually have some of the bigger ones, but
India.
Well, not now anymore because India abandoned them. Yeah, but
and America made India too. Just let you know, America made India too. India will not have jobs.
So either way, either they get bought out or they're gonna get banned. It's either way. So something.
I'm all for it, man. I like it. I'm like hell yeah. Screw TikTok taking too much information. It's owned by the Chinese government. But this is kind of Tencent owns a big part of TikTok, and Tencent is huge in the games industry because they have a slice of almost all these game developers. So that's a real weird situation. But I don't mind the whole TikTok thing. I don't use TikTok. I don't care for it. Ban it for all I care. I think it's a good move. Do I think it's actually gonna happen? Man, I think everyone's gonna go crazy if on September 15th they click on the TikTok app and it's not working. I think they're all gonna go nuts, and I'm here for it. I can't wait.
I'm here for it too. Me too.
But Microsoft supposedly is in talks to get TikTok. I would say it's a good move for Microsoft. Like, you're getting one of the most, if not the most popular, social media crap right now. So I think it's a good deal for Microsoft, but is a deal going to happen by then? I don't know.
As of today, Sunday, Twitter and TikTok are holding preliminary talks as well. So you could see Twitter purchasing TikTok. So right now, Microsoft is still the front runner, but, you know, hey, who knows?
I'm down for Twitter getting there. Yeah. I'm down for Twitter getting there. I like Twitter. And last but certainly not least, we have gotten confirmation that John Wick 4 and 5 will be filmed back to back to back. So, I feel like Keanu knows, like, hey, man, I can't wait so many years to be able to perform.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, let's just knock it out.
Let's just knock out the two movies back to back while I'm in tip-top shape. And then I could really let myself go and grow.
And the reason why is because he has a Matrix right around the corner.
Fourth Matrix coming out, yeah.
So he has to knock this out quick. And it's a good play on his part because let me tell you guys something. Keanu Reeves since the 80s.
Legend.
Mm-hmm. With Bill and Ted, and then you have, you know, doing all these rom-coms, and he did Speed.
Point Break.
Matrix. And then he's had like these movies with John Wick.
Point Break
being in the 90s. Good movie. Point Break, good movie. Gary Busey was good in that. And there's a lot of good shit that I think he's done. You know, I And then not only that, his impact on the gaming community with Cyberpunk 2077. Yeah. This guy worked hard, man. Keanu Reeves, being the legend that he is, I mean, he's breathtaking like a motherfucker. Yep. And so, you know, let's go ahead and give that dude a work. For sure, man. Work hard.
And with this whole pandemic thing, it kind of shows that you never know what's going to happen in the future. So getting these done back-to-back is also a smart move as well because, you know, you're going to have – these editors can work with these stuff as they're moving along. So they can use a lot of the same stuff to do from one movie to another. So it makes it a little bit faster for them to get stuff processed and get it out if you already have that film in-house and done and ready to go. So hopefully – like I said, hopefully we'll see a quick turnaround for both of them, you know, and instead of seeing a two-year, three-year, four-year turnaround, we can see, you know, like they did with the Hobbit movies. You see one coming out, and then the next year you got the next one. And hopefully we can see how the story's going to end at that point. So,
yeah, I'm all in for it. I love it. I mean, respect to Keanu, bro. Everything Keanu does, I got his back.
Yeah.
So, hey, man, do your 4 and 5 back-to-back. I do hope, though, that the story and the action is a little better than 3. 3 kind of let me down.
Well, you got to remember, in 3, he was just coming off of getting his ass almost handed to him in 2. So he was going to be a little wore out in that one. So his, yeah. So as a, I mean, it made sense for the character to be a lot less.
But I do want something else. I want something new. Like, yeah. 2 and 3 were very similar, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I just want something new for 4 and 5. I don't want, don't get me wrong, what 1 did is amazing, but I just like I want some evolution in the series, right?
Because then it just
starts to get fatigued on it. So I want some evolution. Yeah. Maybe pass the torch on in 5, so Keanu can say, "Hey, man, I'm not the assassin no more." I don't know, but something new. I want something new from the series because I'm already kind of getting fatigued on it. So yeah. that's all I ask. I don't know. But Keanu, thank you so much. You're the best. Keep doing what you're doing. Before we end the show, I want to know if you guys got any final punches.
Well, guys, it's almost fall, and we have so many things coming up this fall. Starting September, you have Marvel's Avengers. Then you have The Boys coming out on Amazon. Then right around the corner, you have Cyberpunk 2077. And then you have Xbox coming out. You have PS5 coming out. You also have Outriders coming out. You have Halo coming out. All these games. And now that we're in this pandemic, I think once we get this stuff, I think we're going to feel a lot different because we have actually shit to do. Mm-hmm. It's a little weird when you play all the games, beat them, or watch all the shows. But guys, check out, you know, and The Witcher's right on the corner. Cowboy Bebop's right on the corner. So much good stuff. I can't wait to have these type of discussions on that.
Yep. Mandalorian.
Mandalorian coming out too.
Yeah. So make sure, guys, make sure to subscribe because this is all stuff we're going to be covering as much as we can, as much as we're able. We're going to be putting as much content as we can on the channel. So please subscribe and follow. JD, any final punch?
Basically just say, you know, if anybody's watching, remember, you know, if you're hitting us up before, let's see, when is the... Let me check this out real quick. Hang on, sorry. You're watching this before the 19th. Make sure you hit us up with your questions that you want to know about us. Just you know, keep them nice, but you know, we're basically just ask us. We're trying to do a Q&A. So just if you want to know something about us, send a question to the Twitter page.
Well, as always, please like and subscribe down below.
You want to let Lewis have his punch out?
One more thing. Just my final punch. I went back to playing Red Dead 2 online. Guys, if you have Red Dead 2 and you kind of fell off, you stopped playing it a long time ago, the online sucked, I recommend going back because it's really good. I can't wait to actually play right after this. I'm hooked. I'm addicted. Someone help me. Send help. But yeah, go play this. But thank you guys for watching. Please remember to follow, subscribe, like,
share. Spotify, we're on Twitter,
Instagram,
Facebook,
and your mom.
And your mama.
Your mom. So thank you guys for watching. We'll see y'all again next week. Comment, tell us what you think. Ask us your questions. We'll be answering them soon. Y'all have a good one. Peace.
Peace out.